Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Winter. W-I-N-T-E-R. Winter is this hour's code word. Text the word winter to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance to win $1,000 on our national contest. Message and data rates apply. That number again is 72881. This hour's code word is winter. They schedule these words out weeks in advance, and it's funny because today, of course, they're looking at like 10 feet of snow in Tahoe, which is great in the Sierras. Good news.
Tahoe got over a foot in 24 hours.
So great. Oh, my God. Keep it coming. And I was looking at the levels. I was just in the other room looking at the news, and like at 5,000 feet, they're looking at 1 to 2 feet. It's great news.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. All right, it's time for Celebrity Trash, and it's brought to you by the Kaiser Permanente San Francisco Half Marathon 10K and 5K. Use code RadioAlice to save on registration and sign up to GetFitKPSF.com. Sign up at GetFitKPSF.com.
I know the spokeslady for that show.
Oh, I think I've met her, too.
Yeah.
It's good. She's a good spokeslady.
I know her.
Yeah. She likes to run.
Yeah, my wife. Run away from you. No.
Oh, come on. I'm kidding. I didn't hear it. What was it?
Nothing.
Boy, I really wish I would have heard that.
You should pay more attention, Vin.
I should. Yeah.
Go back and listen to the podcast.
Can't do that.
Okay, here we go. This is the Billboard Hot 100, the 100 biggest songs in the country at this moment. Be prepared for them to all sound like the same song. Mm-hmm. We're going to start with number...
True.
Well, I guess there are a few mixes. No, mostly. At number 100 is Eminem featuring Joyner Lucas, a song called Lucky You. It's funny. I thought to myself, I feel like I've heard this song, and I realized it peaked at number 6, so we must have heard it at some point, right?
Right.
Right. All right, we're going to skip up to number 10. That's Kodak Black featuring Travis Scott and Offset ZZ. At number 9 is Benny Blanco, Halsey, and Khalid. Breaking into the top 10, Eastside. Number 8 is Lil Baby and Gunna, Drip Too Hard. Number 7 is Maroon 5 and Cardi B, Girls Like You. I need a girl like you, yeah. Number 6 is Marshmello and Bastille, Happier. I want you to be happier. Number 5 is Panic at the Disco, High Hopes. Travis Scott, who is now confirmed as a halftime Super Bowl guest, along with, of course, your headliners, Maroon 5. Mm-hmm. Sicko Mode is number 4. Number 3 is Ariana Grande, Thank You Next. Number 2 is Halsey, Without Me. And that peaked at number 1. It was number 1 last week. Where is it? Play for me. You could take advantage of me. And your brand new.
I love her voice.
I know. Yeah.
What is
great.
It? What is it? Is something in her mouth?
It's.
They're processing her weird
yeah,
or something.
But she does have a unique voice. It's really cute. Like, she's very recognizable. I think the first time I ever heard her was on that Closer. Isn't that a Chainsmokers song?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, it is.
And we have a brand new number 1. Hooman will be happy to hear this. Oh, yeah. But never it does feel mind. Like she's got the same sort of vocal effect on that one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she's like, this is my vocal effect unit, and I use this on every song, so plug
it's
this
weird.
In.
It's weird. It's not like singing through a harmonica or something, but there's definitely like a...
Like a chorus-y something yeah. happening there. And almost, but also a little transistory thing, too. Like it has a sharp edge to it. New number 1. Here you go, Hooman.
Here we go.
Sunflower, Spider-Man, Into the Spider-Verse.
Well-deserved.
Post Malone and Swae Lee.
I hope this wins the best song for a film at the Academy Awards.
Do you know who all is nominated for that?
They haven't, yeah.
My guess is it's going to be something from Star is Born.
No.
You don't think?
That's not better than this song at all. At all?
At all? That's not how we party at all.
Is that how it works? The best stuff wins every time, huh?
No, absolutely not. Yeah, keep playing that.
Oh, my God. Don't. Just don't. Speaking of the Oscars, it's time to play a game.
Uh-oh.
Want to play a game?
A game?
Wanna?
Yes, I want to play a game.
Vinny, today's game is, can you tell me who won Best Picture for the last 5 years at the Oscars? And the reason I'm doing this is because I was looking at this thing from The Hollywood Reporter about how only 20% of people could name last year's winner. And of course, it goes down as the years go, as you go back and
sure.
as we go to number 14. I think you can do all five of them.
Oh, I don't know. The problem
and
is...
Because I'm going to give you... they gave these people choices. They told them who was nominated.
Yeah, I can do this. Let's go.
I think you can, too.
Okay.
All you have to get is 4 out of 5.
All right.
And you'll win.
Five. Boy, that's rough.
It's a high bar there.
I'm telling you, I think you'll get all five.
You're kind of hardcore, don't you think?
I am.
All right.
And you'll win $5. And let's see. Then you'll only owe me $100.
All right.
You'll go down by five.
How'd that happen?
I don't know. The record keeping around here is faulty for sure.
It's not. Look.
Oh,
I even write
oh, really?
What it,
on yeah. your folder, the chicken scratch you write down? Yeah. Right.
There it is, right there.
Oh,
I
that
see
makes it.
It
official.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
okay
right. It's, written right. it's all written down.
Well.
It's all written down right there. Please, you already, why would I, you already, whatever. You'll owe me $100 if you win.
Right.
Okay, so we're going to start with last year. And you're, can you just, let me just ask you this. Can you name last year's winner without some choices?
No, I need choices.
All right. Call Me by Your Name. Get Out. Dunkirk, Darkest Hour, The Shape of Water.
The best movie last year was The Shape of Water.
That is correct, Vincent. One down. 2017, only, let's see. 2017, only 20%, oh, actually, you know what? Only 12% named the real one. Okay. Here are your nominees. La La Land, Lion, Hacksaw Ridge, Moonlight, and Arrival.
It's tough.
Do you know it, Human?
Yeah, of course. Do you know it?
This is the big one. This is the
this
one.
This is
that
the big one. Don't the, say.
Yeah, don't
mind.
Say.
Don't
Bryn.
Say.
I am all gonna right, go La La Land.
That's what they did.
Moonlight. That was the year they announced La La Land.
And then it was Moonlight. Okay. Yeah.
But Moonlight was actually
Moonlight was good.
I would have said La La too.
Right. And you know what? 20% of people did say La La Land.
You know, because
only 12%
this,
knew that it was
I
Moonlight.
I have this image of them all being on stage.
Yeah, because they were.
Yeah.
Well, I remember this being the year they did it wrong, but for some reason, out of the films you mentioned, I was like, the only one that fits is that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One right. down. I got
to
get all
down.
The rest
you have to
right.
get all the rest. Here we go. Best Picture 2016. Was it Brooklyn, Mad Max Fury Road, Spotlight, The Martian, or The Revenant?
It's tough.
That is tough.
Okay. Now, if I get this right, I only owe you $100.
Right.
No, you have to get,
you
two,
have to get
more
two more
right
this,
after
you have
this.
To get, no, this one. Oh, yeah. Two more right.
Oh, come on. Give him a break.
Maybe I will.
All right. Read those choices again for Best Picture of 2016.
Brooklyn, Fury Road, The Martian, Spotlight, and The Revenant.
Tough.
Okay, it's between Spotlight and The Revenant. In my head.
Here we go.
Do you see both of those?
I did. What are you talking about? You never stopped talking about the bear rape scene.
Oh, God, I can't believe that bear rape.
You never gave that up.
So wrong.
I know that the actors did very well. I'm going to go with Spotlight.
Spotlight is correct, Vinny.
Phew.
That's the movie that Leo got his Oscar for, though, right?
The Revenant, yeah.
All right, for 2015, was it Whiplash, The Theory of Everything, Selma, Birdman, or The Grand Budapest Hotel?
Going Birdman, Bob.
Birdman is correct, Vinny.
Right. Vinny.
You just owe me $5. Let's do this.
There's one more.
Oh, man. Come on. It's It's all riding on this one?
Yeah.
It's all riding on this one.
Shoot.
Best Picture 2014. Was it 12 Years a Slave, American Hustle, Gravity, Her, or The Wolf of Wall Street?
Oh, man.
It's tough.
That is tough.
Let's hear your thought process.
Yeah,
American Hustle did well for Jennifer Lawrence. I remember she, I think she won for supporting actress. Give me the other films again.
12 Years a Slave, American Hustle, Gravity, Her, and The Wolf of Wall Street.
It wasn't Gravity, although I liked that.
That was a good movie.
The Wolf of Wall Street was also very good, but not... No. It's 12 Years a Slave, Bob.
It is 12 Years a Slave, Vinny. I knew you could do it.
Amazing.
You just won $5, and you're now at $100. All right.
Working that debt down.
All right, $5 at a time. Congratulations. It got low, by the way. So only, let's see, only 5% of people knew that Spotlight won in 2016. So you just pulled that, baby.
That's a tough one.
9% chose Birdman for 2015.
Well, we actually do this, though. So
I know. I knew that we had like a little bit of
an advantage because I do actually watch those things.
Behad Behabi, also known as the Cash Me Outside girl.
Danielle Bregoli.
Danielle Bregoli. Is she 16 by now?
I think she is. I don't think she's 17 yet.
She's doing great. Hi, Bish. It's a big hit for her.
What are the chances this girl, when she's of age, ends up in some kind of porn or some kind of porn scandal?
Very high.
Well, she's already kind of rich, though.
I was just going to say, those chances are going down. She is making
Paris
money.
Paris Hilton is the richest lady in the world.
Yeah, you're not doing it for money.
You're
doing it for the fame.
You're saying that she'll be in a leaked sex tape.
Yo, 100%.
Okay. Right. So those are the chances, Vinny.
Okay. It's a 100%. There's already like...
I thought you meant like go sign up for porn.
Right, exactly.
The internet says she's still 15. Her birthday's in March.
Oh, boy.
It's just that...
It feels like we've known about her
forever. She already
was
way out of control at 13. I just don't see that she's not...
How about that?
What does that mean?
Just by say it. Danielle Bregoli. She is she just got $900,000 for a 6-month sign up to promote Copycat Beauty.
What's that?
Makeup stuff?
Some makeup. It's really pretty. It's so funny. She's like a poor man's Ariana Grande.
Oh.
I'm looking at these pictures. She actually looks really pretty in the pictures. In one of the pictures, she looks just like her. I'll hand it to you in a second here. But the 6-month deal, Copycat Beauty, $900,000.
Is it spelled Copycat?
That's correct. All one word.
Never heard of it.
They're also saying, no, nobody has. But, she'll be, I'm sure she's like an influencer, right? So she said she's going to be posting here and there and working it into her social media.
She's on the front of their,
that's what
website.
She looks like? That's her?
Mm-hmm. She's also going to take in a percentage of the company's sales. Here's a couple shots from the
makeup is lucrative business.
Yeah, it is.
I mean,
so
not only do girls like their makeup, but I have dated more than one person that had a bucket under the sink of discarded, purchased, but decidedly not the right thing makeup that they went, I'll get around to it or give it to somebody someday, and it's just a bucket of different things,
right.
Lipsticks,
yeah. You never
shadows,
know when you're going to need it.
Right, but then
run out of your favorite thing.
Used.
You gotta go to the bucket.
Uh-huh.
And there's just a pile of discarded $20+ makeup things.
Makeup is good makeup, very expensive.
Right.
How about Copycat Beauty?
I've never. Well, what you tell me? You're looking at the site.
I'm looking at.
Well, it's just pictures of her.
I see a beach glow kit. It's like a palette of 4 different colors. To make your face shiny or whatever. It says theirs is $40, ours is $8.99.
Oh my God,
yeah,
this is some cheap stuff.
Nice.
Anyway,
Their hairbrushes are really cheap.
You need
one
of those?
Do you need a hairbrush?
Sometimes you get.
Have you been holding off
for
on getting a hairbrush because they're so expensive?
You would think you wouldn't let anything touch your hair, but Prada or Gucci.
Right.
She actually, in another great move by Snapchat, she signed a deal to become their new face.
Snapchat?
She is the face
of... Is that
of, apparently,
right?
Apparently, she's the ambassador
for
Snapchat.
How much is she getting for that?
It doesn't say.
Why are you saying Vinny? What do I have to do with that?
She's part of that demo, stock, though. Man. She's young enough, and like Snapchat really is killing it out there with the youth. You know?
People use it, no question.
A lot of people use it.
They're just not making any money off of it.
What's her name? Danielle what?
Brigoli.
But what, does she have another name?
Bahad Behabi.
There's a hairbrush that's on discount right now, 89% off. It's originally $36, but it's $4 right now.
Oh, God. Oh,
there you go.
What a deal. $4 hairbrush.
I know. $3.99. Yeah, that's what caught my eye. It's the hairbrushes.
All right, do you have like a special hairbrush?
No, I just, you know, I'm looking at the things on the site, and I'm like, I can't buy any of that. And then I'm like, oh, let's see how much the hairbrush is. Hey, do you think this chick is going to rebound Snapchat stock?
No.
Okay. We'll see.
We'll see.
She raked in $1 million on a 25-city tour. Her single, High Bish, is certified gold. We just heard it.
Let's hear it again.
All right.
That's a hit, everybody.
She even spelled bitch wrong.
How'd she spell it?
B-I-C-H.
Without the T.
High Bish. High Bish. Here's another shot of her putting on the makeup. She's pretty, you know? I have to say, until she opens her mouth, and then it's like, oh, God. But she actually does have a good face. Justin Bieber's mom. Her name is Patty Mallett. And she seems very sweet. She really does. She's
Patty Mallett seems sweet to you?
Just the very few times I've seen anything. I haven't seen her in a while, but I think she put out a book, like, growing Justin Bieber from a seed. You know, something like that. And I, you know, she's big gum girl when she smiles.
She does.
And I always feel for those people. You know, you're just smiling. You want to smile because that's I have the gum thing too. You just try to smile. You're just trying to have a good time. And then you see pictures of yourself later. You're like, holy crap! It's like I don't even have front teeth. It's all gums. It's like, so
you're being a little hard on yourself and other people. There's no reason to be like that.
She's changed her smile up quite a bit.
She has, and she dyed her hair. She's, you know, she's definitely come into some Bieber money.
Right. All of her shots with her book or with closed lips, smiles.
Well, she's learning.
Well, sometimes, you know what? I've seen pictures. You go, what the hell am I? Me and my dumb smile, like, just sit there once in a while. Mm-hmm. You always got to throw a dumb smile on just because someone goes, cheese.
You do. People have
Jesus.
To smile. You need to look like you're having fun in the picture.
Are you saying that to Sarah?
No, I'm saying that to me. I'm saying I talk to myself and go, why do I always throw a dumb smile on?
Because that's what you do. That's what people do. You're doing the right thing.
What I'm saying is I could see why she went, you know what? No, just take the picture. This is what I look like. I'm fine.
I just want to look halfway normal.
Let me put my hand in the photo. Look, I'm holding my face up.
Yeah. I'm putting a pensive look on. Here I am thinking. Now I'm concentrating. Now I'm surprised. Justin Bieber's mom.
Yeah. Patty.
Patty Mallett. She loves her new daughter-in-law. And you know, in the best case scenarios, you do love your daughter-in-law. I'm going to sneeze.
Here we go.
God bless you.
Three, everybody.
Oh, I get to make a wish.
Make a wish.
Let me make one real quick. All right. So, it's good, you know. What you want is to have a good relationship with your husband's mother, and you know,
it's a best case scenario.
Absolutely, best case scenario. So, they shared a sweet little selfie of the two of them. Here they are, and actually, it's so funny because I'm reading wherever the story's from, People Magazine. It goes into breakdown like what they were wearing as they were hanging out together. Patty Mallett wrote, "What a gift!" with a heart-eyed emoji.
Aww.
It's just adorable. So that's nice. They're getting along. That's really the whole story. They're adorable.
It's one of those weird things, though, where two people go into it hoping for the best, and if one of them gets slighted, suddenly you're just off into the weeds.
Mm-hmm.
And that crap just can spiral. You know, now all of a sudden, what could have been so good is just some misunderstanding
tainted.
That never, like, recovers.
It's so true.
I hope they do well together.
I hope so, too. You know, she's very young. Justin Bieber's mom's only 23 years old. 43 years old.
I was like, what?
23.
Isn't that his age?
She really is young.
She's younger than him.
I know.
Right.
Damn. She's only 43, and this girl's 21. Like, they're, you know, I'm sure they have a great relationship. I think, good, I'm happy for them. Ivan Reitman's son, who I think we had in here.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jason Reitman.
Yeah. He was very nice.
He did
very
Up nice. In the Air.
That was the
whole all of
his
other movies.
Young Hollywood.
That's the thing. Clooney movie in the plane, right?
Yeah,
and Anna Kendrick.
I think that's Clooney's best movie, by the way.
I
no,
like that
you
movie
don't.
A lot.
Well, what else has he done?
Not The American.
Yeah, Not The American.
That.
Not
you guys, of course
the
you
American.
Hate that.
I will say that I thought that was a great movie.
Was a great movie.
No, not that one. Up in the Air. I thought that was a very good movie, and I didn't realize that Jason Reitman had directed it. But it's really good. And now, you know, Jason Reitman has really stepped up into this role. He is actually going to take on another Ghostbusters because apparently we need another one of those. His dad was the one who directed the originals.
Did you see the one
with the girls?
With the girls. No, I did not.
I did.
And?
It's not that. I mean, it's all right. It's Melissa McCarthy. I mean, she's Melissa McCarthy in every movie.
I love her.
All right.
So anyway, they actually mentioned the girls Ghostbusters in this. I just don't understand why Hollywood keeps going for the Ghostbusters. I mean,
who are you
gonna
call?
Is it? I don't know. Like, what is their fascination? So Jason Reitman's gonna direct. Jason says he has so much respect for the 2016 version. That's the one with the women.
Well, it's a fun premise, I think.
Sure. And he says he would like to see those Ghostbusters continue. He's not gonna. His movie's gonna have nothing to do with them, and just be a pickup of the original story, 20+ years later, and more than that actually, because that was an '80s movie, right?
Yeah. So
pushing 40 years later.
Are you saying he's gonna bring back the original cast?
They're not saying that because some of the original cast isn't around to be brought back. But he says basically this is the next chapter in the original franchise. It's not a reboot. What happened in the '80s happened in the '80s, and this is set in the present day. What he won't say is if anyone's coming back from the first two movies. He says, it's very early. I want the film to unwrap like a present. We have a lot of wonderful surprises and new characters for the audience to meet. The three surviving Ghostbusters are Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray, and Ernie Hudson. They had cameos in the 2016 movie, and Sigourney Weaver and Annie Potts did too. The fourth Ghostbuster, Harold Ramis, died in 2014. Yeah, yeah. So obviously he won't be making any cameos, but...
Sigourney might, though, be in this new movie.
Maybe.
I think she's like, honestly, she might be one of our best actresses.
I love her.
I love her, too.
You love her because she was Ripley.
But I love her for a lot of the stuff she's doing. She's good. Whoa.
Bless you.
Oh, I was just coughing. Oh. Sorry.
Anyway.
What's coming up in the news,
All right. Well, the atmospheric river, everyone. Get ready.
Hey.
Oh.
More weather coming. Also, threesomes.
Oops, sorry.
Hey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show right now. Call number 9-800-400-3697. Gets a pair of tickets to see Kelly Clarkson. Because of you. Get to see Kelly on January 24th at Oracle Arena. What is that, like a week and a half away? That's nice.
Yeah, pretty soon.
Yeah. Quick turnaround on that one. So if you want to go see Kelly, be calling number 9 right now. 800-400-3697. Caller 9 gets the tickets.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 30 years, and the January sales event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. You want a Subaru in this weather.
No doubt.
Oh, yeah.
I love Subarus.
Me too.
I've often thought about a Subaru. I like saying the name. I have a Subaru. Subaru.
I just think that, you know, in this weather, you've got the car that can handle it all.
All-wheel drive.
Rain. Snow. By the way, we've seen over a foot of snow up in Tahoe.
And it's just going to keep dumping.
Yep.
The blizzard hasn't even arrived yet.
The atmospheric river.
Oh. Whatever that is.
Well, it's just a lot of rain. Incoming Bay Area storm prompts warnings about flash floods, high winds, tons of rain. Well, not tons, but, you know, a lot of rain. So get ready.
I'm ready. My gutters are clear.
The flash flood warning is in effect from 3 p.m. Wednesday.
That's today.
That's today. Through tomorrow. So, and high winds in effect as well.
So dramatic.
Well, it's pretty dramatic in my house.
Yeah.
Serious.
No, it sounds like you really got it.
Heavy. Let me ask you a question. Would you relocate for a job?
Yes.
Me too.
I've done it 50 times.
I know. It's so weird that people trip on that.
Well, I mean, it's ideal if you can stay where you grew up and you're there, you know, your whole family's around there. I mean, you know, it's not necessarily what you want to do, but especially once you've been established somewhere for a while, but it would be, you know, like, it would be really difficult to leave here.
Sure.
I hope to never have to do that.
Well, no, and I agree with you. I'm just saying that, you know, we sometimes find people who are finding themselves unable to get the work or the money necessary to stay. And I get it. I hear people, in fact, someone in my family was saying, we're from here. We don't want to leave.
Right.
This is our home. And I understand that, except that if you can't make the money in order to pay the bills here, you may want to consider. That's one of the questions people were asked. A survey found that 62% of people say they'd consider moving to a new city for a new job if there was a job there.
Yeah.
Only that's 62%, which seems low. And consider means that doesn't mean yes.
Right. Yeah, I'd think about it.
And then probably go, hey, I got to pick up all my stuff.
I know.
Oh, my stuff.
Moving sucks
here
so
for
bad.
Years and years and years.
Well, and the longer you live somewhere, the more stuff you have.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I can think of a reason for not leaving if perhaps you had a sick parent, sick family member.
Sure.
I mean, there's tons of reasons to stay.
Right, absolutely. But you got to leave home to come back a hero.
Well, I just feel like if you can improve your situation in life by moving.
Right.
What's holding you back? Some idea that this is where you have to spend all your days? Mm. You'd have an improved experience daily elsewhere. Why wouldn't you at least go give it a look?
Right.
But I get it. People are very rigid and very married to certain things.
You love what you know sometimes.
My high school's down the street.
I know.
And all my friends are here.
Right.
I know that feeling, but I split.
It depends where you live, too. Like, I couldn't get away from Massachusetts fast enough. But, you know, my kids grew up in California. And
that doesn't make sense, though. Why? It's not like, I mean, you were in Boston. That's a big town.
Yeah. Well, winter sucks.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I was pretty ambitious, and I wanted to, I knew specifically what I wanted to do, and I didn't get, you know, when you get offered something somewhere else, you go for it. But the problem is here, it's so great living here, and I love living here, but oh my God, if you didn't have a paycheck coming in, it'd be like, I can't afford to live here. And so for, like, my kids, I'm sure they won't be able to live here, you know? I'm sure they'll
wind up
moving.
Well, don't be sure. Your son's practically a genius.
We'll see.
Actually, both of them have genius-level abilities in different fields. Yeah, Wright is a musical genius.
But, you know, we're talking about music, where there's no money to be made anymore. You know,
or
what's your backup plan, son?
Big.
Wouldn't that be nice, Vinny? You know, I certainly hope that happens, and I'll support him in his dream. But I also need him to, you know, be a contributing member of society and have a job. And
oh, come on,
shut up, you guys! Oh my God, I want him to.
You're not going to support that kid?
No, I mean, I am going to. I support him, you know,
financially. Till he's 40.
No, I'm not doing that. That seems wrong. That doesn't seem like it's helping anyone.
Right.
What do you mean?
Seems like it's holding them back. When you have to support yourself, you have to go make things happen in your life. If someone's supporting you, then you're just like, oh, well, I guess I'll just stay here and play video games.
Yeah, life is damn good. Are you kidding me?
No, that
Can you
seems,
imagine?
That just it seems like a disservice to a child to support them.
Well, he wouldn't be a child anymore. He'd be a grown man. But he
seems like a disservice to a grown man.
His schedule would be wonderful. Wake up, sleep with myself.
Oh, here's
ready to face the day. I'm going to walk over to the couch.
Yep. I'd relocate in a heartbeat. My company has opportunities to offer, but I'm divorced and my ex lives there. We share custody.
See, that's
another
reason. That's
Where's
different.
The hat? Where's my
707
hat?
Says I'm born and raised here, but I'm moving to Austin, Texas in May because I can't afford housing. Luckily, I can transfer my job.
That's great.
Did they say San Antonio?
No,
Austin. That's a big tech city.
Oh, that is the other one.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Texas cities are taking on tech companies.
Yeah. A lot of land in Texas.
Right.
Build your big, beautiful campus right here.
Mm-hmm. You'll like it. I mean, I don't know about Texas, but I mean, you'll like that you have money and you're
right.
It'll eliminate
nice
some of the stresses.
Well, it is crazy difficult out here.
My mom still says the best house she ever had was the one she had in Texas.
Oh, really?
Well, it was huge.
Right.
It was gigantic.
For just the two of them?
They lived in the Dallas area. Yeah. Well, I think my young brother was still there when they were in Dallas. I visited once.
How was it?
I didn't like it.
Oh. What did you think of the house?
The house was spectacular, as houses go.
Right.
But...
They seem to be happy in Seattle.
She loved Seattle the most, but the house itself, that was the biggest, most beautiful, brand new, picked all the stuff.
Oh, that's nice, yeah.
Where in Seattle did she live? What neighborhood?
Right near the airport.
Oh, okay.
Place called Des Moines.
Mm. Oh.
Washington. Des Moines, Washington.
Not Iowa?
No.
Right near SeaTac.
Okay.
Well, this didn't go his way.
What happened?
You ever had a three-way?
Yep.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Yuzi?
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
Super bummed about it.
There's a 26-year-old woman named Erica Laux from Stuart, Florida, and back on New Year's Eve, she kicked off 2019 with a threesome.
Nice.
With a guy and another woman. Oh. I believe we call that an angel's three-way.
Sure do.
Or the only one worth having.
God.
Anyway, only one person wasn't happy about this glorious three-way that Erica Laux had, and it was her boyfriend, who was not the guy included in the three-way.
Oh, I can see why he'd be unhappy about that.
She had a threesome and didn't invite him. Mm. So he confronted her about it the next morning, and she slapped him for it. So he pressed charges, and she's been arrested for battery.
Oh,
this is the lady.
That's silly.
Huh.
It's just, you slap someone across the face, and that's it?
That's battery.
It's assault.
Is it?
Isn't it?
She looked like she'd be cute if she didn't have such
a
puss on.
Smiled. Yeah. Smile.
Yeah. White lady, blonde hair.
But no, they hauled her in. That's her mugshot.
Overplucked eyebrows. Those little skinny ones.
I can see why he pressed charges. My heart would seriously hurt if my person was like, I'm having a three-way.
And you're not one of the three.
There's just no way. And I'm not a super jealous guy, but there's no way to reconcile. Is there?
No. Not only did you have a three-way, I wasn't in it.
And it's not like I'm overseas. I'm in town. Yeah. We live right near each other.
Well, if I'd invited you, it would have been an orgy. I don't do orgies.
I would have felt self-conscious if you were there.
God.
Well, why don't you really be able to let go, loose?
You make me uptight. I don't even like doing it when you're around.
What?
I just like sleeping with myself.
Here's another Floridian making the news.
Oh, all right.
A 30-year-old guy named Brian Stewart from Milton, Florida. He got into a serious fight with his neighbor last week. He threatened to, quote, kill him with kindness. I will kill you with kindness. You know how they say that.
Yeah.
Turns out his knife is named Kindness.
Oh, that's a funny name for a knife.
That's
a good story.
So what happened?
Brian made good on his threat.
He killed him?
Oh, he,
stabbed him?
Stabbed him with kindness.
The neighbor's going to be okay, but Brian was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and aggravated battery for stabbing a guy with a knife named Kindness.
Mm. Kill you with kindness. That is hilarious. I'm going to name all my knives Kindness.
By the way, the latest contribution to the 09-19 challenge.
Oh, yes.
I handed the photo to you. It's out there somewhere. It's a picture of... Which Kardashian is that?
Oh, that's Kylie.
Kylie from...
I have
Jenner.
It. It's here
Kylie Jenner.
Somewhere. But man, it is...
They're not the same people.
No.
A surgeon changed everything.
Here and for
is.
The better.
I have it on the screen.
Well, come on.
Come on. She was
she's
the ugly duckling of that family.
She's an innocent little girl.
With no lips and a bad nose.
Sheesh.
Terrible hair. And now she's a beauty queen.
You're going to condone that?
No, I'm not. I don't care about the Kardashians, but...
Do you have the one
Kylie
where...
Kylie is the best looking
look
one.
The lips.
I know, just beauty.
On the right where she's in the bikini? Is that the one you're looking at?
No, come in studio here.
Come in here.
All
right.
Take a look, who? Man. Mon.
Human.
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 What about that one?
No, this is good. This is the text, though. This is the comparison.
Yeah, the little girl.
This is the one that matters. The only one that matters. Human.
What about her in a bikini? You like her? You into that? All right. Is that your thing?
I'm looking at a different. Here, I'll show.
What did you search? All right, go ahead.
Yeah, oh my God.
Bring it in.
Oh wow.
Can you see that?
I'm gonna kill him with kindness. Oh Vin, my God! You
over.
Have to show Vin that.
See that?
I can't.
Oh my God! My foot was stuck in my chair. Oh, no.
What a difference wow. 10 years make. Yep.
Clearly she got a stylist too.
Oh, the bangs were awful.
Oh, the whole thing.
72-year-old grandma marries a teen she met at her son's funeral. Wait till you see the pictures of these.
How old is she? 72?
She's 72. She's a grandma. Almeida and Gary Hardwick married in 2016, 2 weeks after meeting at her son Robert's funeral. She'd been married for 43 years before, but confessed in a new YouTube video that Gary was her soulmate. Here they are kissing.
All right.
Look at Gary.
I was married for 43 years, and there wasn't a lot of kissy-huggy stuff going on. No romance, she says. Now my relationship is a whirlwind. We're always complimenting and kissing. We enjoy our relationship.
Oh, no. They have a shot of him removing the garter.
Ay, ay, ay.
Ay, ay, ay is right.
Is she rich or something?
Doesn't say that she is.
He's very normal looking.
She's really my dream woman, and the physical side of our relationship couldn't be better.
Plus, she'll die soon, and I'll inherit everything.
Ah, let me
see that. Oh, there they are at the wedding. Oh, God. That's, you know what? You guys, you've got to look this. I'm going to hold it up. It's really funny. He's one of those, what are those called?
Neck beard?
Chain strap beard.
Oh, chin strap?
Chin strap, yeah.
After marrying, the pair did move into Almeida's house because she's a grown-up and he's not.
Right. She has one of those.
One of her grandsons, who is 3 years older than her new husband, also lives there.
Her grandson.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's fun. He's got someone to play video games with.
She says, I wasn't looking for a young man, but Gary just came along and I knew straight away he was the one.
Wow. That's,
The heart wants what it wants.
Like, what is he thinking, though? I can see why she'd marry the young guy, but...
Maybe he's got a mommy complex.
Or a grandma
complex.
They say he had been with a 77-year-old lover before he was with...
Oh.
Really?
This lady, so
that's
he...
That's his thing.
He likes the old ones.
Yeah.
Why?
Because they're hot. Because they're experienced. I don't know.
She's getting some young stuff. Good for them.
Okay. You wouldn't be saying this if it was the other way around.
If it was my grandma? Yeah.
Well, or if it was somebody's 18-year-old daughter and some 72-year-old dude.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Boy, you know, how long have they been together? He has different facial hair in every shot.
Well, some people do that. What's wrong with that?
I mean, you know, it looks like they've been together for like a year plus. That's pretty funny. You know, she's keeping it together. I mean, I'm not saying she's not attractive. She looks great for 72.
Here's one of the...
Ish.
I just came out with it and said to him, look, I'm 71 and you're 17. Am I too old for you?
Oh, my God. He was 17 when she met him. Is that even legal?
He squeezed my hand and grinned and replied, age is just a number.
Oh, my God.
Where'd we hear that before?
R. Kelly.
Oh, that's a tattoo. Man.
Well, he's got this crazy tattoo on his two of them, actually. One of them, like on his right pec, is like a bird cage that's standing open and all these birds are flying out of it. Across his chest to a heart that has their two rings interlocked on it.
Oh, God, he's so romantic. It made me feel like a teenager again, says Almeida. You know, the 17-year-old that she's dating?
Yeah.
It made her feel like a teenager
again.
Well,
that's great. So, you know, I'm sure they have a lot to talk about. Like, he can tell her about how to use her iPhone. And she can tell him what Prohibition was like.
Well, I wish those two lovebirds all the best.
Sure, I do too.
Age
I think people
is just
should be
a number, right, Sarah?
Sure, that's what R. Kelly says, and I believe him.
I think it was Aaliyah that said
Aaliyah
that.
Said
oh,
Aaliyah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I think
I think he wrote the song
R.
for
Kelly
her, though.
Produced it, though.
Right. We agree. Age is just a number, right, Aaliyah? Mm-hmm. Okay, whatever you say, old guy.
Macklemore says in Thrift Store Song, in his Thrift Store Song, smells like R. Kelly sheets. He's referring to some stories about R. Kelly that are in the documentary we're all starting to watch. I'm one episode in.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because I was talking to Brent about it. He's like, oh, I was like, yeah, I was watching. I don't know. He goes, yo, you weren't just sucked right in? I was like, not really. I was kind of.
No, it's gross.
Sickened by it.
You definitely think that someone, maybe even a neighborhood, you know, character would happen upon him at the high school and be like, if you don't split, I'm going to make you.
Right.
You know what I mean? He grew up in a rough neighborhood. They're talking about, is it Hyde Park in Chicago?
That sounds right, Vinny.
I think it's Hyde Park. That's a rough place.
Right.
Like, you'd think someone would
kicked his booty.
Scoot him out of there. But apparently he had enough crew around that he just got to do what he wanted and hang at the high school to meet girls in his 20s.
Yeah. And the mall. That's
650 says
pick up the girls.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yuck.
650 says, that's just Halsey's voice, guys. LOL.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it sounds like she swallowed a harmonica.
Very distinctive.
Oh, 408 says, Vinny, have we dated? How do you know about the bucket of makeup underneath my sink? You're not the only lady.
Turns out.
A lot of wasted
that was a personal thing.
Makeup purchases right. in this world.
Well, it's better to have them in a bucket under the sink than scattered around the outside of the sink. Never
or force
used.
Yourself to put them on.
Right.
And have that dark line of mismatched
foundation.
Oh, yeah, foundation.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, there's a new song from the Cranberries out today. They have
That's
a whole
not, she's not
they
what?
Have a whole new album coming out, and it's the one
posthumously
that she recorded before she died.
Got it.
And more after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.